there. But the Athens Blue Jays, they've got, you know, they've got a running back in Pacell with 312 yards on the season and four touchdowns. And Kamsky and Schreiner, over 100 yards apiece with a couple touchdowns. You know, a little bit similar to the Loggers. I guess the Loggers have another 400-yard rusher in there in Aaron Delasky. But Aaron Delasky and coming on strong. Excited to see these running backs here, as I feel like they've really been growing as the season has been going on. It's BJ I talked about in this last game, and you know, Steve, maybe you kind of noticed it as well too, but I thought BJ ran more like, you know, he kind of manned up in that game. Like, he took a next level. Like he was attacking the running back instead, or the linebackers, and Aaron Delasky, you could see it on a couple of his runs. He's like, I'm going to run through you. I don't care what you do. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. And he's been advancing every game here so far. And we've seen a little bit of Evan Hollinger in that last game as well. You know, and that's what Evan Hollinger is. He's a man of chaos. And the ball was on the ground. He fumbled it, and he picked it up and juked around both four players. And got the touchdown, and Shea Denzine was special as always and started that team off, kept him in that game. Yeah, exactly. And then Loggers set to kick off here shortly, and it's going to be the Loggers kicking off from right to left, and it's going to be Josh Nutt, who's got about four onside kicks this season already. Been doing a really good job. Been waiting in the wings, kicking behind Ethan Podmolik for years, and getting his chance to shine. And he's got a big leg too when he does got to kick it deep. But we've seen the Loggers, when they did kick it deep last week, they kicked it deep and then came back for a touchdown. So they're onto something with this, with not kicking it deep, and the squib kick works quite a bit. Here we are. All right, Loggers kicking off. Here's the squib kick like we thought, and it looks like Athens falls on that one. We're directly behind the Loggers bench here. We decided not to go in the booth here tonight. We got close to the bathrooms behind us here, and not in front of all the fans over there, kind of sitting close to the Loggers fans across the way. So it's going to be a first down and 10 here for the Athens Blue Jays. And it looks like they're going to start out at their own maybe 45-yard line, I believe. And we're going to see what this Athens Blue Jays lineup here, our offense, is going to look like. Looks like they've got two backs. Looks similar to this Rib Lake offense if we look at it. Two backs in the backfield. Quarterback from the shotgun. Got a back in motion. It's going to be a counterplay right off the bat. And who's right in there right away? Was that a Trenton Swickla? And no, that was Sawyer. Sawyer Kuchaba, probably. So a nice job there from the Loggers. And you don't see the counterplay. Usually the counterplay is set up by the dives both ways. That's what they decided to go with. We got some more Logger fans strolling in. Looks like a student section come to the game here now. The girl's going to keep it loud over here on this side. All right, second down and about 9 here for the Athens Blue Jays. From the shotgun, that's quarterback Carnkey. We'll find out his name here soon. And he's going to keep it himself and finds a little hole, picks up maybe 7 yards on the play. A nice run from Carnkey. And 135 yards on the season here for him, so he's not afraid to run it. A nice pickup there. What do you say, Steve? 7 yards on the play?
Yeah.
Third and three here coming up for the Athens Blue Jays. A nice start for them. It was a big run. All right, Carnkey brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like this is going to be their set offense. Two backs in the backfield. Looks like they're ready to grab a fumble at any time. They're going to hand it off left side. And picking up close. No, I don't think he got it. Picking up about a yard or two, and the Loggers' defense throws him back. He got enough for the first down. So he picks up the first down. They're going to give him forward progress, and it's going to be a first down for the Athens Blue Jays at the Loggers' 44-yard line. So Athens moving along, moving the chains here early in this game. 10:21 to go here in this first quarter, 0-0. Beautiful night here in Athens. It's going to get chilly. We're under the lights. And from the shotgun, Carnkey, and he's going to keep it himself. He's going to pass, throw this one in the flat. It looked like it was tipped by Aaron Delasky, and Delasky gets his hands up on that one. Yeah, we can move that up a little bit later here, Nick.
Block it, kind of.
Yeah. And if you want to raise it, go right ahead. Go ahead. So going to be second down and 10 here for the Athens Blue Jays. We're going to stand up here on the bleachers, getting a nice view right now. And Carnegie leads this Athens Blue Jays team up to the line of scrimmage from the Loggers' 44-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. And from the shotgun, that one's fumbled. He picks it up himself and wrapped up. And is that Delasky again? Got his arms on him. He couldn't get away. I think Trenton Swickla on that play as well to clean him up. Nice job from Trenton Swickla cleaning that one up. Yeah, A'Ron getting into that backfield and those strong arms. You're not getting away from the grip of A'Ron Delasky. And it's going to be a, what do we got here? A third and about 12, 13? Maybe a third and 13 it's going to be for the Athens Blue Jays from the Loggers' 47-yard line from the shotgun. Here's Carnegie. Got a back right next to him. He's going to back it up to pass, looking for someone deep. They find the only one. There's Ben Vernick. Almost makes an over-the-head Willie Mays interception. It would have been his fourth game in a row with an interception. Ben Vernick doing a nice job not letting anyone get deep on them, and that was a little bit of the problem that the Loggers, and that might have been something that they cleaned up here for this game. But a nice job by Ben, staying deep. He was the only one available to catch it, and that's going to bring up a fourth and 10, and I believe this is four-down territory. I think they're going to go for it here. 9:13 to go here in the first quarter. 0-0, first possession of the ball game here for Athens. The Loggers doing a nice job after giving up a first down on the first three plays. And here's Carnegie from the shotgun looking to pass again and throws it right side, making the catch, but there's two Loggers there. Push him out of bounds. Ooh, it's short of the first down. He got further down the field than I thought.
Yeah, right.
And he got the sideline somehow. I'm not sure how. Yeah, they did. But it's going to be not enough. Only about a yard short of that first down over there. So a nice job on the reception. I don't know who caught that one. Nice job on the reception from Athens, getting close to the first down, but it's going to be Loggers football here on a turnover on downs from their own 36-yard line. And we're going to see the Loggers offense here with 9:05 to go. Here's Denzine in the, with no one in the backfield. BJ Shea's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes, and for 5 yards. That's just how that Flambeau game started, Steve, and took advantage of. And Flambeau kept giving that one up. Shea was finding the holes, picking the right holes, and digging away them 5 yards every play. So got to give some credit to the offensive line as well. A gain of 4 on the play. So it's going to be a second down and 6. And here's Denzine in the backfield for the Loggers. He's got BJ to his left in motion. Denzine going to keep it again. Up the middle he goes. He's tackled for no gain on that play. Swarmed up by the Athens Blue Jays, number 52, Gavin Glenn with the tackle. And it's going to be a third and six here again for the Phillips Loggers. And here's Denzine with BJ in the backfield. Two down territory, we know that. BJ going to keep it left side, looking to get the corner. He can't, and he's swallowed up after maybe a gain of 1. And looks to me like it's going to be a play for A'Ron Delasky. I'm calling A'Ron Delasky's number on this one right here. And checking into the ball game as well, Colin Kleinschmidt. Never know. He could see a pass play on this one. The Loggers have the athletes out there. They have the offense to do it. They're known as a running team. You know, it's a good time to sneak one in early. Here's BJ in the back. He's going to get himself the counter to Lasky, and there it is. He's got the corner. You're not catching him. To the 40, the 30. He's running past everyone. The 10, 5, touchdown, A'Ron Delasky. 6-0 Loggers. We called it. We knew he wanted it. They were saving the play for A'Ron to get that big one, and that's what sets it up. Shea up the middle, BJ up the middle, and then A'Ron left side over there. Touchdown, Loggers. A great job. A fabulous play, and A'Ron Delasky just racking up the numbers.
Loggers forcing the Blue Jays to cover every blade of grass.
Yes, you got it. And they're going to step up to the line of scrimmage for the two-point conversion. And it's going to be to beat. No, Shane's going to keep it himself. Schultz throws it opposite side, and Lane Abraham over there to make the catch for the two-point conversion. Lane Abraham, a nice job. 7:16 to go here. First quarter, it's 8-0. Loggers leading the Athens Blue Jays. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwelch here and Steve Teeters in Phillips, Wisconsin. And look at that right there, Nate. Crooked. And it's the Loggers with an 8-0 lead early in this ball game. 7:16 to go. Here's Josh Nutt with the kick and kicks it off. Athens falls on it right at about midfield, the 52-yard line. Right, Mick? And that'll be their own 48-yard line they're going to start from is the Athens Blue Jays. And, Steve, we just watched Aaron Delasky in that last play do what he does best. And how fun was that watching? We could see it right in front of us setting up.
Huge, yeah. What a great convoy he had out there. And then he just turns on the speed, and you're not going to catch him very easily.
No. And we've seen it game after game. He's one of the faster kids in the area.
Absolutely.
All right. So the Athens Blue Jays is going to try it again here. And that's Carnkey from the shotgun. He's going to look back to pass. He drops way deep, throws it over the middle, and it bounced maybe off of a lineman's shoulder. Incomplete. Second down and 10 here for the Athens Blue Jays. 7:10 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Phillips Loggers. And, Steve, we're seeing the Athens Blue Jays not afraid to pass the ball here.
Yes, they have a good balanced attack here. And, not a great running attack, but they do have guys that can turn out yards. I think they're leading rushers, so averaging about 5.5 yards a carry. Getting back to Delasky, coming in, averaging almost 12 yards per carry.
It just added to it.
Yeah,
he's got
exactly.
One run for, 60 yards and a touchdown here.
I work with his dad, and his dad was telling me, I think he's like number 3 or 4 in the state for his
average.
Average, yeah.
3-yard average.
Yep.
And Aaron coming on, like we said, it's stronger each week. The first game against Newman Catholic, I think he had 3 fumbles in that game.
Yep.
Really had trouble going. And what I'm seeing him doing now is he's not so focused on getting east and west. He's getting, as soon as he gets north and south, it's over with. And he's putting his shoulders down, and he's using that man body that he's got to score some points here. So I believe he's got maybe 8, 9, 10 touchdowns. On the season. I'm going to check that out. Nate did a great job here with stats. He's got me all prepared here today. But, yeah, Delasky's numbers on the season, 569 yards coming into the game, about 12 yards per run, and 8 touchdowns. So here we go. Now we got second down here and 10 for the Athens Blue Jays and from the shotgun, and they're going to throw a flag, and we got a full start on the offense, or was it? Must have been.
Yep.
And I think when our linebacker came running up to the line of scrimmage, it might have spooked a lineman. I'm going to come back up here. Kind of a nice view from way up here. 7:09 here to go here in this first quarter yet. And what a fun run that was on that last drive of the Loggers here. But the Athens Blue Jays, they're pretty confident out there as a team. They're not afraid to pass it. We've seen a well-balanced, a nice mix, as you said, Steve, coming into this one here. And you see it on their stat sheet. Their quarterback on the season has 252 yards. He's thrown it 64 times.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, coming in, Phillips, they throw about 4 times a game.
Yes, and here's Carnkey from the shotgun. And on his tail there was a couple Loggers defenders, and there
nice
he makes
completion.
A nice
yep.
pass, almost enough for a first down there, and Carnkey went way deep and winged out to the left side, made a nice pass down the sideline. It was caught for probably about 9 yards on the play, and it goes from a 3rd and 15 here now.
Really? really a nice on-target completion as he's scrambling to his left to throw that ball is not easy. And the way he's able to
carve like a pass, going to your left, throw it straight on or to your right. So here's Kahrenke with a third and one here from the Loggers 44-yard line. And it's going to be handoff up the middle.
Ooh, he got stoned.
Goes for about maybe a yard they're going to give him if they give him anything here.
Azuikula with a huge tackle.
Was that Trenton again there?
Looked
in the play?
Like it, yep.
Trenton's been doing a really nice job here for the Loggers. Last game we've seen him make a few big plays. And a big part of the Loggers doing so well, and you've seen in the second half, is they've got kids coming off the bench that are playing. You got Trenton Swickla switching out at the nose tackle with BJ. And a lot of these other games, we've seen the other teams with their hands on their hips. They were tired, Steve.
Absolutely. I mean, you saw a lot of kids on the ground getting hurt because they are fatigued.
Yes. So here's Kahrenke again. He's going to try it again here. This time it's a fumble. Way deep. Oh, he's got Delasky to look at. Gets away from Delasky, trying to get to the sidelines. Nowhere to go. And a nice hard tackle there from Sawyer Kuchiba. That's going to be a loss on the play. Oh, my gosh. That's going to bring up about a second 10, maybe.
Aaron was back there on that fumble exchange there. Looked like he was probably about, I don't know, 10 yards deep. And while he was able to escape Zarnke, at least the cavalry was not far behind in the fourth and out here. So
absolutely. That's not what you want to see when you pick up a fumble and you turn around and you got Delasky.
Yeah, 6'3", 190 pounds.
And a 7-foot wingspan. Yeah. So here's the Athens Blue Jays stepping up to the line of scrimmage. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. It's an 8-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Athens Blue Jays. Here's the Blue Jays from the shotgun and going to get a false start here. No, an encroachment, I believe, on the Loggers. So that's going to move on my head 5 yards. It's going to bring up a second and 10-ish from the Loggers. Oh, it's still a second and 13, it looks like, huh, Steve?
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
What, a second and 13 from the Loggers for, where are they at, the 44-yard line?
Actually, 14, yeah. So, yeah, 14 to go.
14, big. That was a big tackle, a big loss on that play.
Half a country mile here.
You got it. Here's the Blue Jays from the shotgun. Kahrenke with a back in the backfield and going to be that counter play. No, he keeps it himself. Fools everybody, gets the corner. Oh, my gosh, he's down to the 25-yard line and tackled hard by guess who? Ben Vernick. Ben has probably been the most consistent open field tackler for the Loggers.
Yeah. And he has been for a while.
Yes,
now.
Over the last couple seasons, really. Not an easy tackle right there. No. Ben's welcoming the challenge and made a big tackle on a good athlete down there at about the 25-yard line. Give credit to the Athens Blue Jays on that play with the first down run. 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. 8-0, Loggers leading the Blue Jays, but the Blue Jays driving all the way down to the Loggers' 25-yard line. First down from the shotgun. Here's Kahrenke, and a low snap. He picks it up, throws it into the flat. It's caught and wrapped up and thrown out of bounds by Colin Kleinschmidt, but not before a pickup of about 9 yards on that play. Down inside the 20 at about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, this is Kahrenke kid. He can play. I mean, you can see it. I mean, on the last play, and then the passing has really been on point.
You got it. And Kahrenke and that offense steps up to the line of scrimmage. And here it is, going to be handoff up the middle and goes for a couple yards.
Text and detail him.
And it picks up the first down up to about the 12-yard line of the Loggers. Athens rolling here. Looking like making this a ball game here. 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Athens looking to get on the board.
One of the things that's kind of been problematic for the Loggers has been slow starts. Let's see if we can turn the tide here.
Exactly. A big stop here would be huge for their confidence. And here we go. It's going to be a keeper on that left side again. Worked last time for Kahrenke. This time he maybe picks up a couple yards down to the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up about a second and eight. Second eight. They got a chance to get a first down. Down at about, what, the 1 yard line maybe, Steve?
It's actually... Oh, right. Yep.
They can
one,
still get a first down yet, I think. So second and seven here. From the Logger 10, Kahrenke from the shotgun for the Blue Jays. Gets a pass. He's looking right side. He's got his receiver, makes the catch, and a big tackle short of the first down. Colin Kleinschmidt
staying busy.
Yeah, and the backs are getting open out of this backfield. They're slipping out there. They're open for the pass. And if they're able to pick up 3-4 yards, that's a nice running attack almost.
Yeah, they put Zarnke in motion a lot. I don't know if it's like an option where you can, if you see something.
Yeah. 2:46 to go here. 8-0 Loggers, first quarter. Here's Zarnke from the Athens 4- or 5-yard line, and it's a handoff up the middle and picked up and tackled.
He's close to the sticks.
He is. He's really close to the sticks. Maybe picks up that first down.
Yep. Going to be first and goal
from the
half-yard line.
From the half-yard line. So first and goal here from the half-yard line for the Athens Blue Jays. Brody Janicek coming in. Dulaski getting a quick break. Goal line situation here. And the Loggers with their backs against the rope here. 2:22 to go here and counting in the first quarter. Loggers up 8-0. Athens looking to score on a first and goal from the one. Going to hand it up the middle. Goes in for the touchdown. 8-6. Touchdown. Athens Blue Jays makes it 8-6 with 2:11 to go. They're going to go for the two-point conversion, likely. We haven't seen an extra point in eight-man football at all.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've seen one at all.
Got to say that Athens doing a nice job spreading this Phillips team out. Really, defending the outside has been a problem. They've been picking up chunk plays there, 6, 8, 10 yards at a crack. And then, the Zarnke and the detail have been really good up the gut.
Yeah, Zarnke going to try it again with a back in the backfield. And that one hits the ground. No, it goes right side and no good.
Oh, we have a flag, though.
We have a flag. What are they going to call a flag? He threw it from the back side. That better not be like a
pass interference.
Pass interference because the ump right in front of him did not call it.
Looked like he was playing through his back potentially. We'll see if that's what the
flag is. It looks like he might be saying no. I see him going like this. We'll see what he says.
Oh, half the distance. Pass interference. There it is.
That quite the call right there. All right. Count to five on that one.
One of the things that the Loggers have done really well this year is limiting these two-point conversions.
Yeah, they defended the two-point conversion very well here. So this one's going to get moved half the distance to the goal line. And Athens going to try it again here for the two-point conversion. Here's Zarnke from the shotgun. Might keep it himself. Right up the middle they go, and that one looks like it goes in. It is. Two-point conversion, good. Athens ties this one up at 8 apiece with 2:11 to go here. And we're going to stay right here on the break here. And I'm going to go over our high school sports sponsors quick. As we've got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. Our halftime show and postgame show going to be brought to you by Forward Bank. But a nice first quarter so far, for both teams. Athens matching us on that last drive. They're tying things up at 8 apiece. Impressive couple runs over there by Zarnke. Did a nice job keeping drives alive, and they punched it right in the Loggers' face, similar to what we've seen in the first quarters of others' games. Now, this Athens team isn't as big and heavy as some teams we've played.
Lambeau.
They might have a little bit of an advantage, in their endurance, making it through a game, as the Loggers did in the last one. So 2:11 to go here, and Athens Blue Jays set to kick off to the Loggers. They're going to kick this one a little bit deep. No, that one's picked up by big number 60 right there. Who is that?
That's Kyle Seidenbender.
Oh, that's Kyle Seidenbender. I always forget Kyle's number. Kyle does such a great job on the offensive line. We don't give it, talk about him enough there, but Kyle Seidenbender used to be running back in the day. I used to coach him as a running back, and he can move with that ball, always taking his opportunity. And Nathan Podwell's doing a great job here on video. Appreciate this here today, Nate. Keeping everyone happy on Jeff and Scott's. All right, and it's going to be a direct snap. No, it's the counter again to Aaron, and he might go. Oh, and a nice tackle at the 40-yard line. So a first down run for Aaron Dulaski, and he picks up a first down. And it's going to be a first and 10 now from Where are they at, Steve?
About the 41.
About the 41-yard line. The Phillips Loggers are set here. And offense looking, the rushing attack's looking really good here for the Loggers. I feel like that counter play is going to be there. You got BJ in the backfield with Denzine. Direct snap to BJ. BJ's following Denzine on that right side and gets there around the corner. There he goes. And down. Oh, and they throw a flag. BJ Lorelli all the way into the end zone. Touchdown. Phillips Loggers. There's that 50-yard touchdown run that
Shea's
we were talking about.
Back, it looks like Shea's saying it's coming back.
It looks like it's probably a hold. They usually throw that flag in hold. Hey, I was excited about that run.
Talk about the grit determination. I mean, he looked like Earl Campbell out there.
He did. BJ Lawary running the ball hard. He says, oh, give it to me again, coach. I'm ready. So a nice run from BJ. Juked a few guys, put on the speed, but you can see the determination in BJ over these last few games. Really proud of that kid.
Absolutely. The whole gang has really been on a mission.
You bet. A minute 35 to go in this first quarter. We're all tied up at 8 apiece. It's going to be Phillips Loggers football. Oh, after that takeaway of that long run there, it's going to be, does that make it a 1st and 5? So you get a penalty and it's still 1st and 5.
Because it's a
spot foul. You can't complain about that too much. So 1st down and 5 here for the Loggers, and it's going to be Delafke left side. No, he slowed down. I don't like when he does that. Runs through a couple guys. And maybe picks up a yard.
Yeah, he did well to get that 1 yard. He had about 3 or 4 defenders to get through to get there.
A big, long body. You don't like to see him too much doing those jukes left and right because they're slow compared to a smaller guy like BJ or Evan Hollinger. And Delafke, when he's going north and south, though, you're not going to catch that
kid. When you get his shoulders turned, that's when the magic happens.
Yes. 55 seconds to go in this first quarter here, tied up at 8 apiece, but the Loggers feel like they're determined on this drive to get into the end zone again. 2nd down here for the Loggers from the 35-yard line of the Blue Jays. And Denzine in the backfield. BJ in motion. And we're going to get a flag here. What's that one going to be as no one was moving?
Looks like
against the Loggers.
Illegal formation or something.
So a false start. We didn't see anyone move. Someone must have moved. Maybe it was the center and that's why we couldn't see it. Going to back the Loggers up 5 yards, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10. And that's where BJ says, hey, that's all right. I want a 40-yard touchdown run. We talked about 50. Give it to me, coach. We'll see what they do. BJ split wide to the right. Denzine in the backfield, in the shotgun. He's going to keep himself up the middle. Denzine goes, picks up 3-4 yards on the play. Going to bring up a manageable 3rd down and maybe 5 on the play. So the Loggers from the 36-yard line of the Blue Jays. And that's the end of the first quarter. So we're all tied up here at 8 apiece at the end of the first quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up-north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And we're back. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell, Steve Teeters here in Athens, Wisconsin, just entering the second quarter. It's an 8-8 tie so far here today. And that first play we just missed there was a deep pass from Shea Denzine all the way down, a little over Ben Vernick's head, down there, along with Colin Kleinschmidt, I think, was down there as well looking for that pass.
probably a 40-yard pass. It was right down to the goal line.
So it's going to be a big play here. Fourth down and five here from their own, or from the Blue Jays' 36-yard line. It's going to be the counter play to Zalaski. He's wrapped up, and I don't believe he got it. I think he's a yard short. He is short. It's going to go the other direction. So I was wrong on the prediction that the Loggers were going to roll on this possession here. Athens putting up a fight here on homecoming night. 11:48 to go here, second quarter, tied up at 8 apiece, and momentum here now on Athens' side. Loggers going to need a stop.
Yep, and how did we get there? I mean, we were first and five.
Miscues.
You know, beating themselves.
Yep, you got it. And it's going to be the Blue Jays, Carnkey from the shotgun. It looks like the counter play to the right side and picking up some yardage on that play.
Evan Tassel.
And about 7 yards on that play, it looked like, Steve. So up the right side. Corners have been working here a little bit for the Athens. And like you said, Steve, it's a well-balanced attack. We've seen some nice pass plays. We've seen some runs up the middle. We've seen, you know, the corners working. So this Athens Blue Jays team, and that's how you're going to be a good team, when you can mix it up like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blue Jays with a second and four here from their own 41-yard line. Going to get a blitz here from Kuchaba. Gets in there, and he makes the play. Nice tackle there. Sawyer Kuchaba.
Got to love what we have coming back next year with Kuchaba and
Ben Vernick.
Aaron and Vernick. And
Aaron,
Juniors.
Cal and Chuzzles.
Yeah. Bunch of dogs in that group.
There is. And then you get down the line, you've got some of these younger guys, the McCoy Delasky.
Yep.
Watch out for Kenny Drexler as well. Kenny's not afraid to stick his nose in there. He's a ball hawk. All
JJ.
These kids looking for, maybe we get a J.J. Haakkinen sighting out there next to you, too. You never know. There is a trend for seniors to play, though. All right, here's Carnkey from the shotgun. Throws this one into the flats. I must have caught it. It doesn't go very far. Maybe a pickup of one or two and extracurriculars. And you don't like that for the Loggers. If that's extracurricular on them, that's what's keeping Athens in this game, is miscues. And it looks like it's going to be against the Loggers. So someone lost their temper there. 10:23 to go here, second quarter, tied up at 8. And this 0-5 Athens Blue Jays team is hanging in there real well with this 5-1 Phillips Loggers team.
Like I said on our break here, you know, you don't want to have a cakewalk. You want to have these battle-tested games. When we got Hurley coming up next week, you're expecting that game to be for the whole bag of marbles here for the conference. So this is the kind of game I like to see. I like to see where they have to do a gut check. You know, last week we were playing against Flambeau. We followed down 20-8, I believe it was, but we responded, and that's what we're going to have to see here tonight.
You got it, absolutely. And you got to lead the way with seniors, but they're going to have to focus. They're going to have to hold their heads, and I hope they didn't come into this game thinking that, hey, this one's going to be an easy one.
Right. You got a team that's down here by Highway 29, good athletes.
Yep.
Can't take them lightly.
Nope, absolutely. Athens always has good sports program over here. 10-10 to go here, second quarter, tied up at 8. Here's the Athens Blue Jays from the Loggers' 47-yard line, and a hand up the middle, and breaks through the initial tackle, swallowed up after that by Sawyer Kuchaba again, I believe.
Yeah.
After a pickup of a couple. Looks like it's going to be about a second and 8 here. Second 8 from the Loggers' 45-yard line. So Athens on the Loggers' side of the field. Athens Blue Jays in their blue uniforms with white lettering, the Phillips Loggers, black pants, white uniforms, and sharp black helmets. And here's the Blue Jays. Second down from the 45. And it's going to be a counter play right side. No, quarterback keeper.
Zarnke
kept it, picked up a few. It's going to be about a third and 6 when we're done with this.
Nice work there to not be fooled by Lane Abraham.
Yeah, and exactly. Because it fooled the cameraman over here. No, it didn't fool the cameraman. Fooled the announcer over here. And the quarterback kept it. A nice job by him. 9 minutes to go here, tied up at 8. Third and 7 coming up here for the Blue Jays. From the Loggers' 44-yard line. Carnkey from the shotgun with a back in the backfield. They do have a receiver split wide right and left on this one. Looks like a pass play. and a quick pass over the top and wrapped up nicely. And Ben Vernig again. We talk about what a great tackler Ben Vernig is, and another solo tackle for him, wrapped him up. And Ben's that wild man that, you know, he's an athlete. He's a ball hawk, without a doubt.
Well, I was about to say how impressive it is what he's doing, because he is the ball hawk that can play deep, but then he'll come up and fill, you know,
yeah,
in the front support.
Yep, you got it. Ben, a good wide receiver. Ben's a football player through and through.
Absolutely.
There's Carnty from the shotgun. Like, he's looking to pass. Logger step back. There's say go ahead. And B.J. Larray, oh, he slips away from B.J. Pick, slips away from another. Picks up some yardage, and he's hit hard out of bounds.
Hey.
But I think he got the first down.
He did, but boy, did Shea ever lay the wood there.
Yeah, Shea laid him out nicely, 7:52 to go. But getting away from two tackles there for the from the Loggers, picks up. Did he pick up the first down?
Yep, he certainly did.
So it's going to be first down for Athens.
They had him probably there for about a 10-yard loss.
Yeah, they had him pinned there. He got away from a couple tackles. Zarnke from the shotgun, first down for the Blue Jays from the 35-yard line. Is a snap. It's a handoff up the middle and goes for a couple yards.
Kyle Schreiner on the carry up the gut.
And what the Blue Jays are doing really well is keeping the ball out of the hands of the Phillips Loggers. Brenton Swickla checking into this ball game. BJ getting a break. 7:19 to go here. Josh Nutt coming in. Golaski getting a break. Loggers lucky enough to have these backups like we talked about to catch a break, not being so tired after every play. And here we go. Second and 7 from the 32-yard line, and we're going to get a false start. I don't know if that was on Swickla or if that one was on the Blue Jays. That might have been an encroachment. And it was encroachment on the Loggers. Yeah. Penalties.
They've really kind of played a clean first handful of games here. I'm kind of surprised at the number of miscues tonight.
Yes. And BJ had that touchdown taken back. Did the Loggers end up scoring on that possession? That wasn't. No, they didn't score. There was a turnover on downs.
Yeah, that's right.
So penalties have been crucial here for the Loggers. 6:38 to go here in this first half. It's 8-8. Not what we had expected here, but I'm enjoying a game like this here, Steve. Loggers having to step up, and could have been again. And it happened again. I think the Loggers jumped again. And is that the second one in a row? And BJ going to come in now.
Looks like they got Zwickla on that.
Yeah.
Encroachment.
So 10 yards, two plays in a row here. That Loggers got to calm down, got to be ready. Hey, and they know. I know, you know, you watch Steve coach, and Steve just keeps coaching. They know. And they're going to talk about it at halftime and talk about, hey, you guys want to win this game. We got to have our heads in it. And you know they're antsy to get at the quarterback. We get it. All right. So now it's first and 10 from the 22. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle. Looks like it's going right side. And who is over there? Was that Kleinschmidt? Nice tackle from Colin Kleinschmidt on that right side.
Excellent job. Schreiner, not a slowpoke either.
No, not at all. But Colin Kleinschmidt, that probably nobody knows, but, you know, equally as fast as Aaron Delaski.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we see it on the basketball floor more than anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is just a streak.
Yep, absolutely. On the track field. So 5:57 to go here, tied up at 8, but Athens driving all the way down at the 20-yard line at the 18. It's 2nd and 6 from the shotgun. It's going to be hand up the middle and gaining some nice yards. Definitely got the first down. And making the tackle was Lane Abraham. Athens rolling here. Looking to take a lead here early in this ball game.
Really good mix. I mean, they're making us defend every blade of grass. I mean, outside, the Schreiner inside run looking really good right now.
So Athens here finding their way. In eight-man football, I don't know how long they've been an eight-man football program. Haven't really kept an eye on them, but the way they're playing, it looks like they're ready for this, Steve.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a 1st and 10 here from the 10-yard line. And we got coming to the left side and picked up nicely by the Loggers after a pickup of a couple. Big Brody Janicek in on that play along with Ben Vernig, Trenton Swickla. going to be second down. Is it second goal here, Steve? From the 8-yard line? I believe it is. It's like second goal from the 8-yard line.
Oh, yes.
Kroenke from the shotgun. Going to be a handoff up the middle. Almost goes nowhere, but he made some yardage out of that play. Hit immediately by a couple loggers. But it's going to be a third and goal now. Look like they're about the 5-yard line, maybe. Two down territory here, yeah.
Is it the 5?
Athens just moving the chains and taking time off of the clock here. And Kroenke leads that team for Athens up to the line of scrimmage. From the shotgun. And he's going to keep it, go right side. I don't think anyone's over there. He's going to get in for the touchdown. He does. Touchdown, Athens. They take the lead, and they're going to give him a late hit on that one again.
Probably up on the helmet, too. It looked like he was trying to grab him around the shoulders.
Yeah, so Athens scores. That one's going to stay. And they're going to get a personal foul. Look like maybe hit him too high. I think that's what they're saying. 4:16 to go here. Athens with a 14-8 lead. And I think what happens here is half the distance to the goal on this play. I'm not sure. Or they kick off from
probably
closer
on the kickoff.
Think it assessed on the kickoff, maybe? We'll find out. Either way,
I'd say that this team, the quickness that they've been displaying to me, I feel like has been a factor for the Loggers. I don't know if we've seen a team that's, you know, as athletic as we are.
Yeah, we're seeing that out there.
But this team can hang for sure.
Yeah, definitely can. They're doing a nice job. Athens, we talk about that a lot. You know, we usually don't get scared by the team that's bigger than us.
And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but this quarterback looks like the best dual threat quarterback we've seen this year.
Sure.
You know, the way
really
he can
nice
run,
job.
The way he can pass.
Yep, he's very confident with what he's doing out there. Not sure what year he is. We'll find that out. 4:16 to go here. It's 14-8, and Athens going for the 2-point conversion. Going to keep it themselves, busting in,
and
gets in. So 16-8 here. Athens putting their foot down on homecoming. He's a junior, Nate says. And with 4:16 to go here and a 16-8 lead for the Athens Blue Jays over the Phillips Loggers, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewalt and Steve Teeters here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're back here, Athens, scoring on that last drive. And with 4:16 to go here, they made it 16-8, something we weren't expecting. Athens looking for their first win of the season here on homecoming night. And they're going to be kicking off to the Phillips Loggers. I'm really... A key moment here for the Loggers to score, get back into this ball game. But I would be so interested to be in that halftime huddle,
right,
for the Loggers. So a squib kick up the middle. I didn't even see where it went. No, it went deep. And returning it up right side is, who was that? That J.J. Adamitis. So J.J. Adamitis on the special teams. J.J. Adamitis, another young one we're going to see, you know, coming up next year. All those Adamitis boys, good, strong.
Tough males,
yeah.
Too.
Tough athletes. And we see Daniel playing last year. Here's McCoy Delasky checking in for the Loggers. 4:12 to go here in this first half. Loggers trying to get a little bit confidence as this game goes on. 4:12 to go, we said. And here's the Loggers, Shea Denzine, stepping up from about the 30 or 40-yard line. And it's going to go to the right side. Denzine keeps it himself, picks up some yards, gets the first down, making guys miss. Hold on to the football, Shea. Whew. And Shea's got all the way down into Athens territory at about the 42-yard line. Shea's got that farmer strength, and we've seen it right there. There was four guys trying to rip that ball out of Shea's hands, and you can tell he throws hay bales around once in a while. Shea Denzine with a nice power run. That was impressive. That was fun. That was Shea Denzine.
He is a man among boys out there sometimes.
He is. And he's deceptive with his 6'1 size, and he's going to keep it again right size and gets around the corner, picks up a couple.
Nice gain of about four.
Yeah, gain of about four. And haven't seen Evan Hollinger here today at all. I'm not sure if he's here tonight even.
That's
if
a good
Evan
call.
Here?
I have not seen Evan either.
And that takes a little bit away from the Loggers attack, Evan, on both sides of the ball. Just another fast athlete. 3:42 to go here. It's 16-8. And it's Loggers second down here from the 40-yard line. And it's going to be BJ left side. Gets the corner. BJ's going down the field. I see a flag on the field. BJ wants in the end zone again. He gets in there. Are they going to take it back on him again? Oh, my goodness. 40 yards again. And everything going against the Loggers. Is this even real, Steve? It's about the 20th flag against the Loggers. Nothing against Athens. I don't know if they're playing that clean and we're that terrible. But that's another 40-yard touchdown run. Are they pulling it back?
He's lost about 75 yards in two plays.
My goodness.
We're both scoring plays. Hard to know if that sprung them, but, yeah, disappointing nonetheless.
I mean, everything going against the Loggers here. And a holding, of course. You can call a holding on every play, I'm sure. Loggers getting them on every single play. 3:32 to go here. Loggers keep sticking their foot in their mouth. And instead of a 40-yard touchdown for the second time by B, hey, here's my opportunity for BJ. We talked about a 50-yard touchdown run. The ball's placed at the 50-yard line right now, Steve. Give the boy the ball again. 3:32, BJ wants in the end zone.
If he runs like he did on the last play,
I guarantee you he told Coach, give it to me again. Here we go. Yep, throw the flag. What do we got going on? Timeout Athens. Can they call a timeout right then? I guess they can.
Yes.
3:32 to go here. It's 16-8. We're going to stay right here on 98Q Country. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors as we've got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. And Evan Hollinger is out, we're hearing, because of a pulled muscle. Thanks, Eric and Jess, for letting us know about that one. Seeing the difference, you know, with Evan out there. But the penalty has got to go, Steve. My goodness. They're just everything.
It feels like there's been about, I would say, at least eight penalties.
Has to have been. Eight to ten penalties for 200 yards, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a couple 40-yard touchdown runs. Brought back numerous drives extended because of these right here. And Athens having the home court or the homecoming luck.
And maybe some home cooking with the refereeing.
It's a lot of penalties against the Loggers and not a lot against Athens. Maybe none against Athens. So
feels like it.
Either the Loggers are playing that terrible or I know what's happening over there. But that's all right, 3:32 to go here. I like a game like this. We got a challenge in front of us, Steve. And from the 50-yard line, got Shea Denzine in the backfield along with BJ. It's 16-8, and Denzine going to keep it left side. And no go as he's swallowed up there.
Pick up of one,
going to bring up a third down and 15.
Looks like... Yeah, 16, somewhere on there.
3:17 to go and counting here in the first half. And Colin Kleinschmidt checking in. Maybe we're going to see a passing attack here from the Loggers. Something I'm not afraid to see here. We can see Colin Kleinschmidt get deep. Here's Denzine from midfield. Right side. Passes it back left side. There's an opening at Colin Kleinschmidt and gets down. Not to the first down here, but picks up some major yardage, makes this a manageable third down in about four or five. So a nice 10-yard pickup. We've seen this play where Shea rolls out right side, throws across the field. It's a dangerous play. Maybe not as dangerous in high school as it would be in the NFL, but nonetheless, it's worked a couple times here for the Loggers. And getting the ball into an athlete's hand like Colin Kleinschmidt. Fourth and five here, crucial play for the Loggers. BJ keeps it right side. He's going to throw it. Gets it ahead to Verdick. Makes the pass. Ben Verdick, 10, 5, down to the 1-yard line. Ben Verdick, a nice reception there. And BJ's got two passes. He had a touchdown pass to Ben last time. Almost another one this time. And no flags. Please, no flags.
Steve, looking for an explanation. What's going on?
Yes. So what's the explanation that he's looking for here, Steve? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, personal foul, probably unnecessary roughness or something of that nature.
He pointed against the Loggers,
though. Yeah, he did. That's right. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. So wrong call by the official because the Loggers are rolling with it.
Oh,
is he blowing the whistle? Okay. So the Loggers all the way down to the 2-yard line. The official coming in and taking a break, and we're not sure what they're discussing.
Okay, clock's winding now.
Well, clock's winding, there we go. So 2 minutes to go here, and ticking, and it's going to be BJ Lowery in for the touchdown. Oh, he deserved that one. BJ Lowery's ran about 120 yards here today.
Let the young man eat.
Yeah, let him eat, get that touchdown, and gets back into this ballgame with 2:04 to go at 16-14. And Loggers need to get into the end zone here to tie up this ballgame on the two-point conversion.
Big response there by the Loggers. I mean, you don't want to, you know, fall behind going into the half, potentially by two scores. Good convoy here.
And
two-point conversion.
Looks I don't like think he got in.
Going to be held short.
Yeah, held short. And who did they give that one to? J.J. Adamitis.
Yeah.
So J.J. getting his opportunity on that one right there. That probably would have been a call for Evan Hollinger on that play. And J.J. can't get into the end zone. It's 16-14, 2:04 to go here. And we're going to stay right here on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel and on 98 Q Country. And Loggers getting back into the game. Surprised they didn't pound that one in with the last year or something like that. Roll that one in there. Anyways, interesting call there. Loggers can't come through on the play. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. And it's Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and the halftime show and postgame show going to be brought to you by Forward Bank. 2:04 to go here in this first half. It's 16-14, Athens leading. And Josh Nutt set to kick off here for the Phillips Loggers.
It would be huge to get an onside here.
Oh, it would, big time. Loggers, don't put it past them. There it is. And get the bounce. And Athens picks it up and tackled back inside their own territory at about the 42-yard line. 2:01 to go.
Kenny Drexler on the stop there.
There we go. Kenny Drexler getting into the ballgame, and the special team's doing what he's got to do. That's got to be Storm Heisler boogieing across the field. No, that's one of the younger boys. All right, pretty quick little tea gatherer over there on the Logger sidelines, of our helpers. All right, 2 minutes to go here. 16-14, Athens, you got to stop them. Can't get another score here. Athens capable of doing this with 2 minutes to go. From their own 42-yard line, back in the shotgun. And it's going to be handoff left side. There's a little bit of ground. And Lane turns him in. We get a flag. Better get a holding here. I think we're going to get a holding for the first time. Minute 54 to go. See what they call. Got holding on the offense. Athens with their first penalty of the game. Amazing. That makes Tom happy over there. So 10 penalties for over 200 yards for the Loggers. They finally got one for 10. We'll take it. Minute 53 to go. It's going to be first and 19. And going to be first down and 19 from Athens' own 34-yard line. Minute 47 to go and kicking. Athens steps up to the line of scrimmage. Got a long field in front of them from the shotgun. Here's Carnkey looking to get the loggers to jump as they have a few times. It looked like that one might have fell. Gets it out there. Callen Shuzzles. Callen Shuzzles doing Callen Shuzzles things. And hits him hard right as he was catching it. And that was a catch for a gain, or would have been a loss even. I don't know. Shuzzles hit him hard as he caught it and made him drop the
ball. Really looked like he had the ball, and Shuzzles lodged it out with a punch at the ball at the last minute.
He did. Callen Shuzzles has been playing football for a long time. I used to coach Callen Shuzzles back in the middle school days, and Callen Shuzzles always doing Callen Shuzzles things. I say always got his hands. He's always disruptive.
Very active.
And here we go. Minute 32 to go here. It's a 16-14 lead for Athens, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper right side. Carnkey looking to get the edge, and Callen Shuzzles again drives him out of bounds, puts him down, picks up the football, gives it to the ref, says, run it to me again. Minute 25 to go here. It's third and 19.
I'm wondering if the Loggers will choose to use some timeouts here.
They stopped the clock right now, so... Oh, he went because he drove him out of bounds. Third and 17, minute 25 to go here. Athens in the huddle. Looking a little more like the Loggers team that we know of. And boy, our penalties just daggers, Steve. Here's Carnkey. And we're going to get a stoppage of the clock and a timeout by the Blue Jays. And the minute 25 to go here, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taken along with Nathan Podowels here, Steve Teeters, and exciting football game here today. Not exactly what we had expected.
No.
With a close score here right here, Loggers looking like the more confident team at the moment. I feel like they've gained their confidence to get back into this one. Minute 25 to go here in this first half. It's a 16-14 lead for Athens. This possession here, kind of a different tale of the first half. The Loggers, something they want to happen going into the second half.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better, you'd say that the Athens was the team that was only one loss.
Yes.
The way the miscues have been piling up for the Loggers.
Yeah, discipline. And you'd like to think the Loggers have been a disciplined team as of late. Not so much here today. And here's Carnkey, pitches it off right side, picking up some yardage. Not enough for the first down, but a nice run there on that right side. And Shea Denzine on the tackle for the Loggers, but after a pickup of, 12 yards or something, not exactly sure. And Phillip's going to take the timeout now.
Like it?
Yeah, I like it. It's fourth down coming up. We're going to stay right here on 98Q Country. Going to take a minute to go over our high school sports sponsors. And we thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and our halftime and postgame show, as always, brought to you by Forward Bank. And then the story is penalties we talked about, Steve, and Loggers playing well at the end. I feel like this second half is going to go the Loggers' way. I said it at the beginning of the game, and Athens keeps kind of proving me wrong. But nonetheless, they need a stop here right now. They stopped the clock, took a timeout to stop the clock. It's fourth and maybe, what do we see, seven here? Six or seven? Fourth down and seven coming up here. From real close to midfield, Loggers might want a chance to get something going here and try to put something on the board yet. But I can't do that unless they get a stop here right now.
Yeah, very important to go into the half feeling good about yourselves and, you know, only trailing 2 points.
There you go. Athens steps up to the line of scrimmage with a minute 20 to go here on fourth down from their own 46-7-yard line. And they're going to punt it. I didn't see that coming. And no, keep it almost blocked by BJ. He got a hand on it, kicks it out of bounds. And a nice job there. BJ almost got two hands on it, deflected it away.